Well, welcome to day 9 of the 9-day energy uplevel. If you've made it this far and you've made it through the whole 9 days, I want to congratulate you. I want to celebrate you, and I want to take a minute for you to also acknowledge yourself. You know, we talked on day 1 about commitment, and that commitment sometimes doesn't mean everything's easy and comfortable. And if you've made it through all 9 days, way to go. Like, that's really big. I want to congratulate you, because doing anything when you're in burnout and really committing to that, that's a big deal. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing these 9 days and trusting me to keep coming back to learn more. And also for pouring that into yourself. That's a really big deal. All right, so let's talk today all about the relationship that we have with energy. We all have a relationship with energy, whether we have stopped to really think about it or not. Things many of us say or think about energy are, I'm exhausted, but I can't seem to get enough sleep to catch up. I just can't seem to get any energy, no matter what I try, from self-care days to more walks. I need another cup of coffee to make it through the rest of the day. My energy level sucks, and I'm always tired. I need to go to bed early tonight so I can have enough energy for tomorrow. I'm beat. I've pushed through for the last few weeks to finish a project and keep forgetting to eat and even drink water. I'm wiped out, and there's been so much emotional conflict at work that I come home drained at the end of the day. We can also go back to our day 1 question around what prevents someone from putting their nourishment needs first. I mean, when we're talking about our relationship, you know, it starts with the things that we believe, the things that we think and then say about energy. So I equate our relationship to energy, because we all have a relationship with energy, whether we acknowledge it or recognize it or not, to the things that also equate to energy, like money. We all have a relationship to money, be it positive, neutral, or negative, just like we do to our energy. So what are some of those things that we talked about that prevent us from putting our nourishment needs first? In day 1, and this is sort of the order in which everybody voted in the poll on social media and on our Spotify poll, and it's, I've tried before and it didn't last. I might make a mistake. I don't feel ready. I don't know how. The relationship we have with our energy goes beyond what we think or say and the fears that create barriers to our nourishment. So I'm willing to bet that you've tried some of these things to fix your energy so that you feel more energized, focused, and able to do the things that are important to you and with the people you love. So I'm going to go through a list of these things, and I can guarantee most of you have tried these to try and fix the energy problem, but that they probably don't last. They don't really work. They're not sustainable. So 1, top of the board, is drinking more coffee, caffeinated sodas, or energy drinks. They give us a temporary boost. I mean, they work in the moment, right? I'm a reformed coffee drinker. I am now drinking something called Everyday Dose. It's a mushroom coffee. And I'll tell you, I went cold turkey. Ooh, it was tough, but this has made a big difference. So relying on excessively drinking these things, and it really does disrupt the natural sleep patterns, and it can contribute to long-term fatigue. You know, those energy drinks, a lot of those, even if they say they're sugar-free, there's a lot of stuff in them. I mean, some of them, and sugar for the ones that don't say sugar-free. So, you know, those things are really important, be it what you're drinking, you know, from coffee to sodas or energy drinks to try and get that boost. And it could be that, you know, hey, here's the next one, skipping meals. I am so guilty of this, and it's one of the things I still have to kind of concentrate on because ADHD kind of gets in the way and I forget because I'm focused on something, and, you know, my beautiful flow state brain will kick in and I'm doing the thing and I'm like, all of a sudden I'm hangry. But sometimes we intentionally skip meals. I know I've done that too, and I'm like, I'm just going to skip meal. I don't need lunch today. I don't have time for lunch today. I'm busy. I've got so much to do. And I'm just going to skip lunch and I'm going to save that time and I'm going to use it to get something done, to work on, right? I know a lot of us are guilty of that. Overusing or using our phones and things, electronic devices right there at bedtime. I know for me, one of the things I would do is like, oh, I'm just going to play one of my puzzle games or one of my match games because that kind of allows my brain to settle. But I was doing it while I was in bed trying to get ready for sleep. And the light from our devices, that blue light, really does disrupt the natural sleep cycle and it makes it harder to fall asleep. So what I started doing was I didn't give up my games because those really did help slow my brain down and kind of unwind. I did those before I got in bed and I did them earlier in the evening rather than right at bedtime. So, you know, that might be something that you've tried to do to fix the problem, but it didn't work. Another is ignoring stress. This was probably my number one contributing factor to burnout, and I didn't realize it. Maybe you're realizing it right now too, but ignoring our emotions, ignoring different types of stress, because they are uncomfortable or we don't have an answer for them or we're not sure what to do about it, or it just feels too big to handle. And that actually will hang on and manifest and get bigger and bigger in your body when you're not addressing it in a whole, you know, with some tools. So ignoring stress is another thing. We think that by not diving into the problem, that it won't be as bad or that it won't hurt or be as overwhelming. Well, not true. Lack of physical activity. So, you know, hey, it definitely can contribute to our fatigue, you know, being too sedentary, how much time we actually spend at our desk. We can do excessive exercise just like we can do the opposite and not do nearly enough. And there's a lot of things just around a walk that make a big difference, or not even a walk, but, you know, just doing some movements or stretching. And the last thing that a lot of people try and they think it's going to help or they think it's helping, but really it's not the solution. It's not the sustainable way to really bring energy in, is we use alcohol and in a way to try and relax or unwind, to try and help us, you know, slow down our brain or quiet all of our thoughts. And sometimes we say, oh, it actually helps me fall asleep. But then at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you're awake. So those are some of the things that I know a lot of folks try. I know I tried a lot of these things. Well, okay, I tried pretty much everything that I just listed. That was the things I was doing to fix my energy problem. And they were just a Band-Aid. And that's when I talk about our relationship with our energy. We really do have a relationship with our energy, be it positive, negative, neutral, or avoiding, right? We have it. And it's really important to notice what these things are. You know, we have things that come up that we say, you know, like, oh, I'm so exhausted. I can't seem to get enough sleep to catch up. We're just reinforcing more of what we don't want. And we have these underlying beliefs and fears that are preventing us from actually putting our nourishment needs first. And sometimes we're just trying to do all the stuff that we think is going to make it easier and kind of give us a little bit of energy, but it's really not solving the problem. It's not creating sustainable energy. It might be a burst. It might make us feel better for a few moments or a couple of hours, but it's not the long-term solution. And we end up usually crashing harder on the backside of a lot of those things that we try to do to fix it that doesn't actually work. So if this is you, don't worry. I've helped hundreds of exhausted, burned out adults solve that problem from my methodology and programs. Just like what we named those problems, I help you solve them. And if you want to get started on your journey to full energy mastery, where you know how to bring energy in, not just expend it, because you're a master at expending it, but we're going to make you a master at bringing it in. Sign up for my new energy up level coming very soon. You'll be the first to get all the juicy energy details and the opportunity to join the unveiling method in a whole new way. This is going to be fun, playful, light, small chunks, and it's going to be so, so powerful. The link is down in the show notes to sign up for the energy up level wait list. Click on that link. It will take you directly to the waitlist signup page, and you're going to be the first person that I send an email to say, hey, this is what the Energy Up Level program looks like. This is what it's all about, and this is how you can learn more about it, and this is how you can join. This is going to be a beta test program because I'm delivering this in a whole new way, and it's going to really be fun. My words for this year are gratitude and play, and this energy up level is infused with so much play, and I am so very grateful for you being here, for you joining me on this 9-day energy up level, and I can't wait to hear more about your breakthroughs, your big moments of holy cow, I never thought about energy in this way. So keep sending in those messages. Let me know. We've had some really great comments and feedback. And one of the biggest days for this entire series was when I talked about resentment. I had so many people messaging saying that that was something that they were really going through right now, or that they'd really been feeling over the last year, sending their energy into the past. So guys, keep them coming. Send a voicemail message. Nobody's been brave enough to do it yet. Come on. I really, really want to hear from you. Take care, guys. And I'll see you on our regularly scheduled series on Tuesdays with the Beyond Chronic Burnout podcast. This is Carol Jean Whittington. I am the Chief Energy Officer here at Whittington Wellbeing. And I'm so, so very happy to be helping you become the energy master that you are meant to be. Take care. Bye-bye.